Pnimius Nedaf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Aleph. It's going to be a very short one. The Gemara has a statement from Reb Chiya, Daman Reb Chiya, Paskoi Teres Kol Miyamacha, that bread exempts all types of foods, and Yayin Poter Kol Miyamashkim, and wine exempts all forms of mashkim, all forms of drink. And really, this is a big shaila, why this is, how this works, what's the mechanism, even in halacha. This is a big shaila in terms of, you know, is it just a tiny bit of wine will do it? And if so, do you have to be machmir for having a little bit of wine to have a mole lugma so that you have a shear so that you're for sure putter from the soda or the water that you're going to drink next? And it's also a shaila of, you know, what's the nature of it? Is it that the bracha of hagafen is like a shahakol, or is it, no, that there's just a chashivas to wine, the same way there's a chashivas to bread, but it's not that the bracha covers it, it's just the wine covers it. So, to understand a little bit, there's a little bit of Kabbalah. Rabbi Shemaiah Morgenstern explains it beautifully. I'm going to try to filter it down in a way that makes sense. That there's a kavana brought down from the Ariza, and it's in a lot of the Mechavnim Siddurs, is that when you're drinking water, shtias mayim, and stam other drinks, when you're drinking water, you have this special kavana, what's called the tes yudin de asmav. Without getting into all the details, there's four primary ways that you can spell yud ke vav ke if you spell out the letters. Yud vav dalad he yud vav he yud is one. Yud vav dalad he yud vav alef vav he yud is two. Yud vav dalad he alef vav he alef is three. Yud vav dalad he vav vav he. All those are ways of spelling out the Shem Hashem. Yud ke vav ke din miloi, spelling each one of those letters out. And those are the four primary ways connected a lot of our primary fours that we have in Yahadus. And those ways, if you look at all those shemos, if they were written out in front of you, you would see that there's tes yodin, there's nine yodin. Nine yodin is this concept of mayim. Mayim is gematria 90. Mem yod mem is 90, and the nine yodin also equal 90. And that's really this aspect of chachma. There's a lot of reasons why. The simplest way is that if there's 10 spheros, if you start down from malchus, from where we are, and you work your way up, then the ninth is chachma. And we say each sphere is comprised of 10 spheres, so you get to 90. Okay, there's other reasons. Alpi Kabbalah has to do with the Kavayimin, it has to do with the nature of Asmab, but we can't go into that. So that's drinking Stam, the Kavana about drinking water and drinking Sharmashkim is related to the Kavana, is related to the concept of Hashem's Midav Chachma. The Midav Chachma is understanding the big picture. The Midav Chachma is that it's a ha'ara, like a flash of inspiration, that you understand everything at once. And then when you're trying to kind of bring that thought into, you know, process it, you'll do what's called bina. And that's when you divide up each thought, lahavin davar mitoch davar, as Rashi says. Bina is understanding one piece from another, that you're taking, you know, compartmentalizing. Okay, well, if this equals this equals this. But that first inspirational moment where, like, it all clicked, that's called chachma. That's a general knowledge. It's, you know, someone's knowledge, what they know, is not something they can specify for you at that moment. Bina are things you can specify. You can say, what do you know about this? Can you explain that to me? And they'll use the koach of bina. But the koach of chachma is that knowledge that's behind them. So the kavanas of drinking mayim have to do with the kavana of chachma. It could relate to the fact that water is considered the tzameach of everything, all animals, plants, humans, everything really comes back to water, and water sustains the whole world, and that could be that concept of kulam bechachma asisa, everything was created with the midav chachma, and particularly water is the channel for that. So that's water. Yayin, it's brought down in a lot of places, is the world of bina. Yayin is gematria sod, secret, that's the world of bina, and it's a different way to, right, it's compartmentalizing by details, it's something that when you go deep into the panemius of one thing, in fact, the way you make yayin is you take the grape and you go into the panemius of a grape. You go, you know, the Maharal says this at the end of Berurah Hashem, that yayin is a reflection that there's something that the panemius, if you delve in, there's something very special and very important there. And as you delve in, you could ferment that grape and process it individually and take it to make something else. And that's what bina is. L'havin davar mitoch davar. You take the pieces you know, and you start to build off that in a sequential and more misudar and understood way. And there's other reasons why yayin has to be bina, and it relates to a little bit this time of year, Rosh Hashanah, Yada, without getting into the Kabbalah, is Adar. There's a lot going on. So, why then would Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashkin? When it comes to Sphiros, first there's Keser, then there's Chachma, and then there's Bina. It seems like Chachma is more important than, is greater than Bina. It seems like Chachma is on a higher Madriga than Bina. So why would Yayin Pater it? I mean, we understand why making a Shahakol could Pater other things, because if Shahakol is coming from such a high source, it can envelop everything. But why should a Hagafen Pater other drinks? So Ravitcher Meyer presented a nice idea, and I'm going to build off it, that every Yayin that we have in Chazal, we assume it's Mazug B'mayim. Right, that we assume it's diluted with water. Right, so when it's true that we're gonna have, right, we're gonna see this later on in the Masechta actually. There's a Laman D'Amar that even says that Yayin that's not Mazug, you don't even make a bracha, you don't even make a guffin on it. Right, ultimately we're gonna reject that, and we're the discussion, la halacha, how we're gonna go. But everyone agrees that Stam Yayin is Mazug, is diluted. What that means is that every little bit of Yayin, every bit, has water in it. That it's not pure grape product. Because that's really why Yayin is so chashuv. When it says Yayin is chashuv, it's not talking about Stam Yayin. It's talking about the fact that deep inside the Yayin, deep inside the Bina, is the Chachma. Meaning there's water inside of the Yayin. That's what it means, Havein b'chachma. You should understand with Chachma. Meaning the Bina, when it's coming to be a reflection of the Chachma, when you know how to have a little bit of wine, and that reflects the reality, the chachman, that reflects that, you know, the little bit of knowledge that you have, and you could have a Rav who explains something to you. He's explaining one prat. You ask him about one Rashi, about one Rashba, and he's explaining that detail, but the way he explains it, it's so clear that he knows the entire Masechta, or that he knows the entire Daf really well, or that he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Someone could embed that just into their explanation. And that's what it means when you have mayim inside of your yayin. That the goal of yayin, the goal of dividing things up and compartmentalizing, is not just so that you could explain one thing here, it's that you could try to encompass everything and try to constrict and pack in all of the chachma into your explanation here. And that's why it's important that, you know, when someone's learning, that they don't start making chidushim until they know what it says on the next line. Because you have to, the way you develop a chiddush and the way you develop Torah is that you see the big picture and then you try to compartmentalize based off the big picture, what does this detail mean and what does that detail mean? And a person who understands how a plane works could understand what each part of the plane needs to do. As opposed to maybe a technician who might just be, his job might be to fix this gear, you know, and check that this gear is good. He may not understand it. He might not be able to explain to you why it's so important that he fixes that gear. He just understands that's important. And the way we're supposed to process knowledge is we're supposed to try to understand the chashivas of Yayin. We're supposed to understand the importance of going to Derech Bina, going, you know, not everything's going to come to us in a way of chachma, in a flash of inspiration, in a flood of water, in the Derech of Mayim and its Tes Yudin. Sometimes it's going to come in the Derech of Bina, that we're going to have to work in understanding each and every part. But what should we be doing when we're drinking the wine? We should be saying, oh, deep in that wine, there's some water. And that's why it's Pater's called Other Mashkin. Meaning, why is a Pater Other Mashkin? Other Mashkin means, I'm not learning Kol HaTorah Kula. I physically cannot learn Kol HaTorah Kula right now. But what? But when I learn this Daf Gemara, when I learn Brachos, Daf Mem Aleph, when I learn a Tosas, a Rashi, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to tap into the fact that there's Kol HaTorah Kula embodied in every line of Torah. And that's what it means, that every bit. So Yayin Pater's all Other Mashkin. Because if you do it with that Kavana, there'll be Zocha to really tap into the big picture.